All right, Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7. I'll say I thank God for this church. Amen. And just told your pastor wanted to come up and sit and be in service with y'all. We sure appreciate the good fellowship of this church. Amen. Wanted to hear your pastor preach, but I appreciate the opportunity to get to preach.
Amen.
And I appreciate the message this morning.
Amen.
What a message from the Word of God. I appreciate Bible preaching.
Amen.
And the Lord's given you a Bible preacher, a Bible preaching pastor. Amen. And I appreciate Brother Shepherd and appreciate a preacher you can talk to about the Bible. I've met men you couldn't talk to about the Bible. You ever met some like that, Brother Hall? Some preachers you couldn't talk to about the Bible? Sure you have. And that is amazing. And that's the preacher's business, is to preach the Word of God. And I appreciate the opportunity, appreciate this church for y'all's support through the years. And appreciate, we didn't come up to get an offering, but the Lord lays it on people's hearts. We sure appreciate it. It is very needed at this time, I'll tell you that. But the Lord's amazed us on what He's done. And so you pray for us. We're just seeking the Lord's clear direction. Feel like we still have it, but praying the Lord open up doors whatever way He sees fit. But I guess it's a good place to be whenever you don't know what to do. The Lord can do something through you, or show you what to do. Amen. And so let's stand, if you would. Ezra chapter number 7. Ezra chapter number 7. And most times I just stick with the text that I'm preaching, but I've got a word on my heart. I love to study the words of the Bible. And I like that Strong's Concordance. I'm sure glad that Mr. Strong took the time to do all of that, or I didn't have to. Amen. And we ought to appreciate that. And but I get a word on my mind sometimes and find that word at different places in the Word of God. And you'll be amazed how many times God's got a great message in that one word in different places. So let's read here Ezra chapter number 7. And I'll admit I don't know as much about the book of Ezra as I should. And I have read through the book of Ezra different times, more than once. Amen. But the Lord has laid this text to start with right here. And we'll give you the word here in just a minute. Verse 11, the Bible said, Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, notice those are both lowercase, amen. King of kings unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time. I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and of this priest, of his priest and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem to go with thee. For as much as thou art sent of the king and of his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy God, which is in thine hand, and to carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. And all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priest, offering willingly for the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks, rams, lambs, with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, that do after the will of your God. The vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house. And here's the word in verse number 20. He said, and whatsoever more shall be needful for thy house. That word needful stood out to me. And he's saying here, they had plenty of money, the silver, and he said to do the will of God and the work of God. And he said here, whatsoever shall be more shall be needed. And he said that it's not to be neglected. When there's more that is needed, I don't want it to be neglected. Amen. I want to preach on this thought on needful things that are neglected. Amen. Needful things that are neglected. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this people that have come out tonight to hear the word of God. And Father, I'm reminded of my weakness at this time, God, and my inability to do anything without you. And I pray, God, that You'd help me to never try to do anything without You. And Lord, You know, Lord, my need and my touch of Your touch tonight. And I pray that You'd give me that Your body might be helped tonight. Your flock might be fed. And I pray that You'd help this church and bless them, Lord, as they've blessed me for Your sake. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. And I want to preach on that word needful, and say again the thank God for the words in the Bible. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen. And I've seen some things pastoring that needful things a lot of time in the ministry and the things of God are neglected more than the things of the world. Amen. And the things of God's house a lot of times are neglected more than the things of our house. And this is not a rebuke message tonight. If it is taken that way, then maybe that's the way the Lord have you to receive it. Maybe you need to be rebuked tonight, or maybe you need to be exhorted, and you need to be encouraged on in the things that you're doing for the work and the will of God. And God is this different word. We're going to look at different places. This is a little out of the ordinary for me, flipping to different places in the Word of God. But I find here in this text that there the house of God is the first thing that I'll say tonight is a needful thing that God's given us. And I'm afraid in our day it's one of the most neglected things that there are on the planet. Amen. Now, you don't have to have a state-of-the-art building, and you don't have to have the best building. And I thank God for this church, how that You've taken care of this place. But I have been in some places, Brother Shepherd, that they just let it fall apart. I think that's a disgrace to God not to take care of the house of God. And I understand, as we was talking in the prayer room, that the church is not the building. But thank God for a place that's set aside to worship God and to meet with God. That was man's desire at first, to meet with God. And it seemed like, if you read the Word of God, God said, how can it hold me? I mean, I inhabit eternity. But God did. I don't want to say God gave in, but God did allow them to have the tabernacle. And I understand that we couldn't all go in, but thank God for the house of God all of us could come into tonight and to worship God. Aren't you glad there's some people that did decided they was not going to neglect even the maintenance of the house of God. I mean, they're not going to neglect that. And I was out visiting one time, and this fellow said, I ain't coming down there to the church house because people spend too much money on those buildings down there. I said, well, you wouldn't have been comfortable in Solomon's temple, I promise you that. And you know what? God told him what kind of materials to do that with. And God told him what kind of materials to do with the tabernacle. Amen. And he didn't know what to say to that. I don't even knew who Solomon was, but he sure did think there's too much money spent on the house of God. And that ain't necessarily the message tonight. Thank God, this church, hey, they ain't worried about spending too much money on a casino, amen. They're not worried about spending too much money. I mean, down there in Nashville, they're crying out, we need a bigger and a better football stadium for the Titans to play in. And nobody's got much to say about all the tax dollars going to that, amen. But listen tonight, I believe you believe these things, so I'm encouraging you with this. And I don't want you to get like I've seen some places where the house of God is being neglected in our day. Hey, it's a great need of America for Bible-believing churches functioning and putting the house of God in the place that God would have it to be tonight. But I'm afraid it's neglected in this day. Amen. I'm sure you men of God, as you went around, you'll see that how the house of God has been neglected. Here in Ezra chapter number 7, you'll find in verse number 13, he wanted their attendance there at the house of God. He said, I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and of his priests and his Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem. He said, going up there to Jerusalem to attend the house of God. Isn't that right? And listen, thank God. Hey, the Bible, you know this verse. And I guess this verse, had one fella tell me the reason he didn't come to revival meeting at the church. He is a Sunday school teacher. And the reason that he didn't show up on Wednesday night is because that wasn't in the Bible to be at church on Wednesday night. And I said, well, the Bible said so much more as you see the day approaching. And listen, thank God. The Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but
exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And listen, that day's approaching faster than it ever has before. And one of the things God said in His Word is not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I was preaching at a church here a couple of weeks ago. They asked me to come in to preach, and they said they was looking for a pastor. I've been asking God to let me stand evangelism, but I want His will. Amen. And they asked me to come in. I said, I don't think I'm interested in pastoring. They said, come anyway and preach to us. Maybe God will stir your heart. The first thing the adult Sunday school teacher said, he said, I'm going to have to review for some of you. He said, because a lot of you has been out for work on Sunday mornings. And that's what he said. That caught my attention and my mind. I understand there may be times and situations, but if that is a prolonged thing, it ain't something God's in. God wouldn't say, go to my house and give you something that would keep you out of His house for a prolonged time. Amen. And listen, pray and ask God to help. And this is what God gave me before I even came here. Amen. But I was going to that church, and as soon as He said that, I thought, I'm not interested. Then his wife walked up to my wife and said, I usually ain't here on Sunday. There's only about 20 of them around. And listen, I don't preach for money. But listen, it was like they didn't want us to come. It's going to cost too much money for us to come. Like they couldn't get the room. And then right there at the water fountain had nearly $10,000 in the bank. I don't preach for money. I've paid to preach. I'm telling you, the work of God and the will of God and the house of God is neglected in this day. It's the most needful thing we've got. I believe probably outside of a godly home and a godly marriage, outside of that, it's the most needful thing that we need in this day. Amen. Hey, so much more as you see the day approaching. Don't neglect it. Amen. Hey, love the house of God. Attend the house of God. But you know what? Even at that, some think, well, my attendance is enough in the house of God. Solomon said, keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God. Amen. He's saying, be on guard how you go to the house of God. It ain't enough just say, I'm here. Amen. He said, be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. It's not just our attendance that is needed in the house of God, but it's our attention. You know how many people are in churches and they go every time the doors open? I mean, they've got perfect attendance, but poor attention. Amen. Perfect attendance, but poor attention. Listen, young people, I'll tell you this. I'm talking to all of us tonight, but I'll say to you young people, pay attention to the man of God. Pay attention to your teachers. Pay attention to your parents. Listen and pay attention. And when you come to the house of God, again, Solomon said, keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God. It ain't just enough to be in attendance. And hey, you, I understand, it feels like just enough sometimes. Pastor, one thing I want to brag about this church about, when I came on Wednesday night, nearly all of you is here. This morning, nearly the whole crowd's back on Sunday night. That ain't everywhere. I was telling God, He's telling me to preach this, Brother Hall. I was saying, Lord, to this church. You know what He said? He said there was churches just like this a long time ago, and they decided attendance was not needful, and they decided that their attention was not needful in the house of God. But listen tonight, the house of God is a needful thing that's being neglected. The attendance of the house of God is being neglected in our day. And even if we do show up with the attention, our attention on the things of God are being neglected. Amen.
Amen.
You'll find there it says in verse 13, he said that they of the people of Israel, of his priests and Levites and in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem. And you'll find all of that. Verse 15 talks about their attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 15, and said, to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. That word freely speaks of their attitude. I'm not just preaching about giving tonight. Listen, this church can't go on unless you're willing to give, and you are. My son went through here last night, and he was going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, all the way up to what, 65 missionaries?
That's so there can be a church somewhere else.
Right.
Thank God for that. Amen. He is counting all them missionaries. And listen, there's a need in foreign countries. There's a need in foreign lands for people of every race to have the house of God. It's a needful thing. But if this church loses the desire to do the needful things that God's given, and your attendance and your attention, your attitude is not what it ought to be, hey, what a neglect it'll be.
Yes,
sir. Is this making sense tonight?
Yes.
Listen, I'm preaching to a church that I highly esteem. I love you enough and want to tell you how the Word of God, don't neglect the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Keep your attitude right. In verse 13, he said to go to Jerusalem. And verse 16, he said in verse 16, and all the silver, hey, every bit God tells you to give. Don't thank God and tell you to give too much.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen. So how much is too much? And it'd never be too much if God told you to give it.
Right.
It'd never be too little if God told you to give
right.
it.
Amen.
Amen. He said, and all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon. And so he said, go in verse 13. He said, give to the house of God. That's a privilege, isn't it? You know how he said to give it? He said in verse 15 to give it freely. He said in verse 16 to give it willingly. He said in verses 17, 21 said to give it speedily. He said in verse 23 to give it diligently. He said in verse number 20 to do it bountifully. You know why he said do it bountifully? Look what he said there in verse 20 again. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house.
Amen.
Does that mean what I think that means? Straighten me out after the service if it ain't. I was reading that today. You know what that's saying, men? Don't take it necessarily out of your own pocket.
Uh-huh.
The tithes are the Lord's.
Right.
But you know what? It ain't just the tithes. It's everything I've got here.
Right. That's right.
Whether it's come out of the local church or the man of God stands up and say, hey, we need to get some money out of your pocket. I wasn't preaching this because you're taking up offering. Amen. But I already had this before I even came.
Amen.
Hey, what's in the plate and what's in my pocket is the Lord's.
That's right.
Honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of all thine increase, and so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with new wine, according to Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Amen. Hey, listen, I understand that's talking about the tithe, but God said it ain't your money anyway. He's the one that gives us power to get wealth. Amen. He knows our needs, and if we'll put Him first and seek Him first, all these things will be added unto.
Amen.
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 That lit my fire reading that. He said, bestow it out of the king's treasure house.
Right.
I've met some people, they didn't ever want to give an offering.
Yeah.
They said, well, they just take it out of the general fund.
Right.
I have met some preachers that they didn't want everyone to take anything out of the general fund and wanted to make everybody give everything they had
right.
every time.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what I mean? The balance
yes,
of that. I found out the same thing about those people. And I'm not, I said it beginning this message. You don't have to have state-of-the-art facilities to take care of them. But I met people they wouldn't remodel for nothing.
Right. Yep.
They worshiped the wood on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Amen. You wasn't going to take no paneling off the wall and put sheetrock. And I'm not saying that to do with, y'all know what I'm saying tonight. Listen, thank God this church, you can see it's taken care of and kept up because this is a needful place that needs to be maintained for the glory of God. It'll take going or coming to the house of God. It'll take giving again freely, willingly, speedily, diligently, and bountifully. I guarantee you the king's treasure house wasn't lacking, amen. And I'll tell you the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords treasure house is not lacking tonight. God can say, give it out of your pockets or God sending him somewhere else. Amen. He owns it all.
Yes, he does. Amen.
So tonight, first thing I wanted to say was, and this should be a series, but I ain't got time for a series. Amen. Needful things that are neglected in the house of God. I wanted to go through all of that chapters, but I believe the Lord had me go to next one. Go to Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter 10. All these will go together. I say again, I was studying this word and it's amazing on all the places where God, by the Holy Ghost, put that word in the Word of God. Now, that ain't every place He put it, but the places He drew my attention to. Luke chapter 10, and verse number 38. Want everybody to get there? Luke 10, verse 38. Now, it came to pass as they went that He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to Him and said, Lord, dost Thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. If you read your Bible much, you knew where I was going. Amen. I say, first of all tonight, a needful thing that is neglected is the house of God. I tell you, one of the reasons I believe that is, the next thing I want to say, a needful thing that is neglected, is the Word of God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we can say a lot about Martha that, oh, Jesus was sitting right there in her presence, eyeball to eyeball. Or she wasn't right then. He's sitting there in the presence of Mary, eyeball to eyeball, and she's walking around with eyeball. It's all right to work. In fact, said you don't work, neither should you eat.
Right.
Well, any kind, you can even get involved in the Lord's work and neglect the Word of God.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You imagine this right here. We're all guilty of what Martha did here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
sir. Well, all the Word of God's more needful than it's ever been.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Christians are unhappy, unholy, and unhumble, if unhumble's a word. Amen. Psalm 119 is all about the Word of God. It starts off this verse, blessed the undefiled who walk in the law of the Lord, who talks about how that they do His will and His way. But the very first part of that, blessed means happy. Or the undefiled means holy. In the way. Now, you get in God's way instead of your way, it'll humble you to do that. Hey, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Listen, the reason we're unholy and unhappy in this day as Christians and unhumble is we neglect the Word of God in our life.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Look at what it says in verse number 38, now it came to pass as they went that He entered into a certain village. A certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. I don't think I do any damage to the Scripture, but I thank God for the night I received Him into my house.
Amen.
Amen. John 1 said, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I'm glad, thank God, that night in 1990, as a 13-year-old boy, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I received Him that night. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I'm glad I have Him tonight. I'm glad I've received Him. He said, I'm going to heaven. He said, the Father and the Son, by the person of the Holy Ghost, is coming, and make their abode inside, or make the Father and Son's abode inside of us by the Holy Ghost. And listen, she saw Jesus face to face. I'm glad I'm going to one day. I'm going to see Him and be like Him. Amen. But listen, thank God for the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost that says, sit down a while. Sit down with the Word of God. Take time. Don't neglect your Bible.
Amen.
It's needful. Amen.
Yes,
it's a choice. He said, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
Amen.
Amen. Now that word cumbered about much serving, I know one place in the Bible, and that word cumbered just meant taking up space, just doing useless stuff. Listen, it doesn't matter how important it is. If it gets in the way of God, it's taking up space in your life and it's useless.
That's right. You're right, brother.
Amen?
Amen.
Hey, I'm guilty of neglecting the Word of God sometimes. Amen? I don't get quiet yet, amen. I'm just on point two. Thank God we've got a Bible.
Amen.
Thank God we got a King James Bible.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank God the house of God is the pillar and ground of the truth.
Amen.
I mean, you forsake the house of God and attending it, that's part of you forsaking the Word of God. But thank God He come to a home here. Amen. He come to a home of Mary and Martha. And listen, the Bible tells us here that He didn't say that she received Him into her house. That tells me He didn't barge in.
Right. Yeah.
I believe He came by because He wanted to go in.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. Yes, sir.
I tell you, the Lord wants to be in your home. He wants to be in my home.
Yes,
he does. Look over in Psalm 100. It talks about how to go into the house of God with praise. Talks about how to go into the house of God with thanksgiving. That's Psalm 100. Psalm 101, the psalmist is in his house. And he said, oh, when are you going to come to my house? And the next thing he says, I walk in a perfect way. And he talks about, I'll hate every vile and evil thing. He talks about that in Psalm 101. And listen, dear friend, the only way we'll shun perversion and walk in a perfect way is not to neglect the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, God's fellowshipped me in times that maybe He shouldn't have. Ain't you glad He's a God of mercy? He's a God of grace. And He's a God who's compassionate. And He's fellowshipped with us in times no doubt He shouldn't have. You believe that? Amen. I'm sure glad He wants to. And there's no better fellowship than the Spirit of God taking you out of the Word of God. Hey, don't neglect it.
Right. Amen.
Guarantee you start neglecting the Word of God, you'll start neglecting the house of God. Let me say tonight, all right, Lord ain't give me, let me just ring these out, but He's saying go on, go to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Tell you, the more we go around, I found out it wasn't just, and we had some good people that did some things at the church there we started, and thank God for them. I remember when the lady started cleaning the house of God. But right there toward the end, and now you pray for that church, we're hoping it continues on. But they started neglecting the attendance. They started neglecting their attention to what I was saying more than they ever had before. They've been there 5 or 6 years, and I knew the Lord was done with us, and I was praying, well, Lord, maybe another man will come in here, and their attention will get caught again, and they'll go on, amen, and their attitude will get right. Now, those three words, that really help: attendance, attention, and attitude.
Yes, sir. Amen.
For the house of God. It'd do it for the Word of God. Next one is, needful things that are neglected is the man of God.
Amen.
Amen. You'll find here in Philippians chapter number 1, look at verse number 21. Paul said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I will not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you.
Right. Amen.
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 Amen. You know what he just said? He said, you need me.
Sure.
You need this man of God.
Not
cause him, this cause who God's called him to be.
Right, exactly.
And still thank God for him. He didn't pay me too much to say this. I appreciate his attitude about things of God, don't you?
Amen.
I appreciate his desire to dig in the Word of God and pull some things out and feed my soul.
Amen.
Amen. He doesn't do that for popularity. He doesn't do that so he can get his name in a paper or a hall of fame or all of that. Amen. Hey, listen, he doesn't do it for that. I don't believe he does. I believe you do. These things I'm saying, you know, I believe you do. So if nothing else I'm saying, keep it up.
Amen.
Don't neglect needful things. You need a man of God.
Amen.
God's met that need here.
Amen.
Amen. Paul's in prison. Here's Paul writing to the church at Philippi. I can see that Philippian jailer. I don't know if he's ever a preacher. I don't know what, maybe he stood up there and his family sitting on the second seat back there, and there's Lydia, a fire tire, a seller of purple, amen. She's sitting back there. I mean, she's in there in the house of God, got her attention focused in on what's about to take place. And he says, I got a letter from the Apostle Paul. They all went, man, he's in prison. First thing, first few verses they read, he said, I thank God.
Amen.
How can we thank God and all that's going on? How can we thank God in the prison house?
Yeah.
He said, I thank God upon every remembrance of you. You know what he's doing now in the prison house? He is praying. He is remembering. Amen. He is witnessing. You read the book of Philippians. The main word, one of the main words in the book of Philippians is rejoice.
Amen.
He said, I joy. They thought, well, what in the world? We got our liberty and he's in the prison house and he's rejoicing. He's saying, count it all joy. Amen. He's saying, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Do you know what? Paul's flesh like you and I are. He is worried about death. In verse 20, he got to the point, Brother Josh, he said, whether by life or by death.
Yep.
Amen. He said, I'm going to serve. He said, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Yep.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Amen.
He said, another place, whatsoever things were gained to me, those I kind of lost for Christ. Chapter 3. But here he is. He is a man just like you and I. I promise you, it wasn't necessarily all the time shouting in the prisons when Paul's in there. Amen. That flipping jailer, remember when he got in his jailhouse? And was thrust in the inner prison with his back bleeding. And stocks on his wrists and on his ankles and bleeding. And they thrust him in there. And hey, probably laying on his back as thrown in there. And he started and said, Silas, let's pray. Let's sing praises to God. And the prisoners heard him. I guarantee the jailer heard him. Because he said, what can I do to get saved? That's what I'm talking about, getting saved while he's in there. Why the reason would he say, what can I do to get saved? He'd been listening, thank God. But here he is in jail again. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He said, I might live, I might die. Let me just say something, having pastored, there's time, Brother Shepherd, Brother Hall, you felt like I may live, I may die.
Yep.
I don't even mean that funny, but really, amen. There's times you think, I wish I'd die so I don't have to live. No matter how, let me say, as good as this church is, I promise you the devil is going to get the man of God discouraged at some point in time. I ain't never seen Brother Shepherd discouraged. Always a smile. How's he do that? You've been discouraged, haven't you, Brother Shepherd?
Yes, sir.
He's in there saying, if I live or die, if my body's used here on the earth, if I die and go to heaven. And he said, for I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
Amen.
I was riding down the fellowship in Georgia the other day, and I just preached this one point down there. I'm giving y'all the whole load. Amen. But there was a sign. I don't know what else the sign said, but in big letters it said, far better. And I hadn't preached this message about 3 years, and it just coming to my mind. I'm trying to drive, and I didn't write, but I'm writing it in my mind. The Lord saying, you're probably going to preach today. They just called from the floor, and the God showed, said, far better. It'd be far better for us to get raptured out here tonight and be absent from the body and be present with the Lord if we died. Amen. I'd rather go in the rapture, thank God. But listen, that's where Paul's at. You know what the Holy Ghost said? Paul, you're needed. Let me say to you, Brother Shepherd, you're needed. Amen. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let some church members lie to you. And some of them will. And be careful what you say to the man of God. I understand he don't need to have a chip on his shoulder. I understand he needs to have some thick skin. But I'm telling you, he's a man like any other man. And listen, hey, don't do anything that'll make the man of God think he's not needed. Paul's in this prison house because the politician said we don't need you out there.
Yeah, right.
Amen. There's some of them was preaching while Paul was in there saying we don't need him out here. We'll take care of him.
Yep.
That's what they're doing today. They're saying old-time preacher like your pastor that preaches standards and preaches truth of God's Word. They're saying they're not needed in this day. But I'm telling you, it's the greatest need we have. And listen, Paul is saying, I'm needed for you. I'm saying, don't neglect the man of God. He asked him to pray for him in Philippians. He asked him to pay for what he is doing. He didn't openly ask that, but he was letting them know, hey, God has provided. He is willing to work and to build tents and all of that. But listen, hey, pray for the man of God. Pay the man of God.
Amen.
By the way, you ain't paying him and I ain't. God is.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Needful things that are neglected. The house of God, the Word of God, the man of God. Amen. It's hot up here. I'll come preach over there then, Brother Hall. Amen. You imagine what it's like sitting in that prison, Brother Steve. We might imagine it for long. I ain't cutting up. Holy Ghost whispered, they need you, Paul.
Amen.
Amen. I think he got out of prison after he wrote this, and he wrote some, went back in there, and Timothy died under Nero. But you know what? Paul knew that he was needed when he was there. Y'all got time for me to finish tonight?
Yeah, three.
All right. Well, good. Paul was used in his earthly house. When Paul said it far better, he'd said to the Corinthians, he said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
He said, we know that there is an eternal house, eternal in the heavens, waiting on us.
Right.
But he said, this whole earthly house, we groan in it. There's pain.
Yeah.
There's trouble. There's heartaches. There's hard times. Listen, Paul knew that you and I in our earthly house need a man of God. We're still in this old earthly flesh, and we need a man of God to stand up and to take the sword of the Spirit and chop away the flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for men of God will still do that.
Amen.
Y'all's amens got quiet.
Amen.
I'll say I've never met another man, and again, I'm not saying to puff him up tonight, that'll preach the truth in love. Amen. Did I say I've never met another man that does that? I didn't mean that. I mean I've never met a man anymore. I thank God I've been around some men that are like that. My pastor.
Amen.
Boy, I got saved and I was in a Southern Baptist church. That preacher preached straight salvation. He never did preach much about separation. It ain't all his fault. When I got saved, the Holy Ghost came in, had the Word of God. And I neglected it. So I'm not blaming the man of God. But I got my Bible and started not neglecting the Word of God. God put me right in the path of a man of God.
Amen.
We got preaching against my shorts I was wearing. But you know what? The Holy Ghost already said them chicken legs need to be covered up. Amen. He got on that necklace I was wearing. Holy Ghost already been saying that little baseball that's dangling back and forth, you don't need that.
Right.
He'd already been saying it.
Yeah.
But thank God I needed a man of God evidently to stand up and echo what the Holy Ghost was saying. That's our job, Brother Shepherd. Echo what the Holy Ghost has to say out of the Word of God. Hey, thank God he said that you need a man of God in your earthly house. And Paul was used to help out the family house.
Right.
Paul wrote in his epistles, even in his pastoral epistles, what it meant to be a godly father, a godly mother, and godly children. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Thank God for a man that will still take this book and say that a marriage is between one man and one woman for a lifetime, and it's between a man and a woman. Amen. Hey, thank God for a man that deal with a family house. That's needed.
Sure is.
Holy Ghost said, Paul, you're needed.
Amen.
I'm still going to use deal with the earthly house of men.
Amen.
I'm still going to use you to deal with the family house. He said, I'm going to use you to deal with the church house.
That's right.
He told Timothy, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This generation needs to know how to behave in the house of God.
Amen.
I know this ain't here, but there's been churches like this that is there now.
Right. Amen.
They didn't want a man of God like this anymore.
They
don't want a man of God like they've had.
Right.
You got one. Amen. Amen. Don't neglect it.
Amen.
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 Take care of him financially, spiritually, emotionally. And that ain't a weak word I'm using there.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He told the church how to behave. He told the church to point those who behaved right over them.
Amen.
Amen. He said you're needed for that. He hadn't wrote that yet, evidently, but right? The church of Philippi. He was going to go on to write about the family house, the church house. And he put that verse in there. Apostle Paul, he always drive his point home and then give you a verse that just boom. You got to tell them, dress right, do right, give right, speak right, all that. And then he said, behave right in the house of God. And he said, without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory.
Amen.
Hey, thank God for that verse. That verse right there is the whole reason we're here tonight. That's the whole reason we ought to come back Wednesday night. That's the whole reason we ought to keep giving what God's told us to give. Because without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Never forgive that. That'll teach you how to behave in the house of God. You won't need somebody in some praise team showing off their bodies. You don't need some kind of smoke. You don't need the world. You'll preach about a God that came from another world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Believe you're saved, that'll work.
Amen.
It's needful. A man of God that'll stand up and deal with the right family house and the church house. And the earthly house, deal with it biblically and deal even with Caesar's house. Now there is some separation of that. I believe in biblical separation of church and state. I thank God I live in a country where people have the right to be wrong when they have the right to get right. Amen. I challenge to try our God.
Amen.
Amen. Paul's down there and he had centurion soldiers chained to him, different shifts. Amen. He talks about how that the household of Caesar, in the last chapter, he said, peace be to the brethren and love. I'm at the wrong place. That's the last chapter of the last chapter. Book. He said, salute every saint in Christ Jesus, the brethren which are with me. He's in prison. This is the last chapter in verse number 21. He said, salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household.
Amen.
Don't we have a church history in America where preachers used to not be barred from the White House? I guess they're not. They're not barred as long as they don't say Jesus' name.
Yeah.
They go in there and preach to them. Isn't that right? Boy, we need that today.
Yes, we do.
It's needful. It's neglected. But Paul, in the right place, he said in Romans 13, he wrote this, there's no power but of God.
Yeah.
And the powers that be ordained of God.
Yep.
Amen? I ain't got time to go through all of it tonight. Man, I need to. I'm going to mention the last two and be done. I don't know what time it is. Like a church without a clock. Amen? I don't want to lose your attention, though. Amen. Preached about that attention, I guess you can preach too long and lose attention. Amen. But I don't want to neglect the Lord's will.
Amen.
My desire tonight is to help this church.
Amen.
I can't help you. I'm going to let the Lord help you. There's some needful things in this day, Brother Shepherd, to be neglected. Oh, what a great need the house of God is. It's being neglected. Don't neglect the house of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. Don't neglect it. The man of God, don't neglect him. He is in the prison house down there. Caesar's household was getting saved. He said in chapter number 1 that all the palace had heard about it. They'd heard about this man down here in the prison house. It leaked evidently from the centurion soldiers into the palace. And everybody in the palace had heard about it. You know why? Because he is willing to do God's will right there in the prison house. Please don't make the house of God feel like a prison house to the man of God.
Amen.
It can. Not only that, the faith of God. Jude saying, I'm winding down. Amen. Jude said, when I wanted to write you and exhort you about the common salvation, he said, it was need for me to write and exhort you that said, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I'm not going to turn there tonight, but he said, I wanted to talk to you about the common salvation, but it was need for me to write unto you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith. Listen, the faith of God and the fight for that faith has been neglected. I understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and bringing in obedience every thought unto God. Amen. Listen, it's not a physical fight that we're supposed to be battling here. It's a spiritual battle. But listen, don't give up the fight. I've seen grandparents, Brother Vincent, give up the fight. Well, at least my grandkids are going to church. If they're rocking and rolling, preaching the wrong Bible, I understand you can't go yank them out of their parents' house. But you can pray that their parents' eyes be opened up, that they don't need rock and roll Christianity. Hey, they don't need all of this stuff that the world, worldly churches are offering. Hey, there's a fight for the faith. I know some men of God used to preach the paint off the wall. I know one man of God, he picked up the pulpit and he shot the men around him. He was saying, when he preached, he said, I better preach it now. I ain't ever coming back. Well, I looked him up not too long ago. I wonder if he's still preaching like that. He'd simmered down, and now on Sunday night they have small groups. And on the website, somebody comes on there and, you know, they didn't get on there and say, I just want to brag on my man of God. Well, they got on the website to draw people with, come to our small groups. We all get off over here. They didn't say this, but that's what they said. The bikers are over here and the knitters are over here. These ladies like to knit and these fellas like to fish. And that's what will happen.
Right, exactly.
You don't unify by dividing.
Right.
There's all in one place and one accord. And there came a mighty sound from heaven. Amen. Hey, thank God. I believe we'll get unified and listen and have the children in the house of God. Hey, take them out and deal business. Bring them back. Amen. But listen, we need to be in the house of God. There's bragging on small group. We can all get together in our own separate room. You can tell me what you think and I'll tell you what I think. And well, hey, God said get a man of God with leather lungs stand up and say, thus saith the word of God.
Amen.
That's still God's way.
Surely,
it's needful and don't neglect it.
Amen.
Amen. I say again, I don't believe you are, but I don't want you to.
Right. Amen.
Amen. It's a fight. The only way you're going to fight is to be alarmed.
That's right.
He said, I wanted to talk to you about common salvation. I believe I'll preach on that common salvation.
Sure.
It's got to where now they just say all the fundamentals and they're communicable. Let's just all talk about the love of God and John 3:16. I'm not minimizing the love of God in John 3:16. You know what I'm saying? Amen. But you know what he said? I wanted to exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith. He said it's needful. He was trying to alarm them of those that had came into the church. They'd come in there and there were people that had turned down the grace of God. God offers grace to every man. I'm going to come to this side. I preach too much of that side. Amen. Y'all's included in all that. All right. I need to hush. What was I saying? You did that this morning. Maybe I need to stay on that side. It comes back to me, y'all needed it, amen. Alarmed. Amen. And He said, I want you to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. He said, there's a group in the church who have turned down the grace of God.
Right.
You know what God did? God turned away the grace of God.
Right.
You know what they did after they turned down the grace of God and God turned away the grace of God? They turned around the grace of God. Turned into lasciviousness.
Yep.
All of a sudden, the grace of God will tattoo you up for Jesus. And I'm not against tattoo people if they're lost and they need God, but I'm against anybody that put Jesus loves you on their shoulder in tattoo ink.
Amen.
And call it God. God shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. I'm not the Lord. He is, and it's His Word.
Amen.
Hey, we need to get alarmed about what's going on. They're turning the grace of God around, and they're beasts. And listen, they're not going to turn around. There's a reprobate preachers in our day.
Right.
Be alarmed, but you don't always tell them be armed.
Amen.
Are you armed?
Amen.
You're putting on the whole armor of God. It's needed.
You'll not
fight the good fight of faith without being alarmed and being armed.
Amen.
And you'll be accused.
Right.
Amen.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So tonight the faith of God is being neglected. Don't give up the fight.
Amen.
Mama, fight them kids. Ours got old enough, and I tuckered Briley, they'll still come sit in my lap every so often, you know. But I remember my wife, I used to be there preaching when we first got down there 14-something years ago, and she's got them crawling over, and she's got a switch. Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah.
Pow, pow, pow. Fighting them kids. They learn pretty quick.
Yeah.
And somebody, some other mother come up there, how you get them to do that? She said,
yeah.
Pass it on, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. How did I get to that? Fight. Yeah, that's it. It's a fight. Stay married. Brother James Langston said he's going to quit playing the wedding march whenever they march out. He said he's going to play the fight his own. Amen? Y'all ain't had one yet, have you, Brother Josh? Don't answer that. Still too early.
Yeah.
Don't want to stir up nothing. Don't cause no fight. It's a fight to serve God.
Yes.
Paul didn't say, I fought a good fight, and it wasn't a fight.
Right.
Jude didn't say to contend or fight for the faith. If it wasn't going to be a fight, amen. Listen, we ought to be alarmed and armed and just expect to be accused that you're a Pharisee or you're a legalist or whatever they want to call us. Hey, do it God's way and don't matter what somebody says.
Amen.
Needful things are neglected. The house of God, the word of God, the man of God, the faith of God. He said it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith. The work of God, James 2. I'll finish there. James 2. Appreciate your good attention tonight. Hope God's helped you. Sure appreciate this church. James chapter 2, verse 14. What did the prophet... I'll wait till you get there. I hear pages turning. Amen, that's good. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things that are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Well, there's a lot of ways to go with this, and obviously the text talking about if you're saved, works will be manifest in it. As a body without the Spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead, being alone.
Right.
When I see that which is needful to the body, I think about the church. Amen? What profit are you to the church? All people going around, Brother Hall, saying, what do y'all have to offer us? Well, you got to offer the church.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Amen.
You don't say that to a sinner. They're saying it to sinners now. I'm
talking
about people that walk in and say they're saved and tell you about the five or six other churches they've been to in 2 months. What y'all got for us? They didn't have what we wanted down there.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Yeah.
Let me fix it. What do you got for the Lord? And hey, what do you got for the body?
Amen.
There's something wrong with this crowd. It's always harming the body. who's always neglecting the body that they're a part of. You start cutting your flesh and hacking off your arm, I'm going to think something wrong with you. Same thing, the house of God. Amen. You can go all kind of places with this. Just say this and I'll try to close. I know y'all don't worry about time, but I do sometimes too much. In Acts chapter 6, the Bible says that the widows were being neglected. Amen. And they come to the apostles and they said, we don't need to be waiting tables. We need to be in the Word of God and praying. Now, any man of God, don't believe that saying, we're too big to wait tables. Any man of God that wouldn't wait tables, clean up, shouldn't do the work of a pastor. Amen.
That's right.
I'm telling you, they appointed men to do that. There's a work of God that's neglected. Ain't you glad to be a part of the work of God?
Amen.
And I am about done, okay? The work of God. I'm just glad He counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry.
Amen.
I'm just glad to get to come in. I see paper on the floor, even here at Island Ford Baptist Church. I don't think, well, they need to clean this place up.
Right.
I need to reach over and pick it up.
Sure.
That seems simple, but listen, there's all, and thank God this church, the Bible said pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the widows in their affliction and the fatherless and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Yep.
It's need for us to work on ourselves. It's need for us to work for others. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, there's a lot of things that are needful. They're being neglected.
Yes, sir. Amen.
A few places that we've been so far and through the years, I see an odd neglect in the house of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Cherish that you have this kind of a crowd back on Sunday night.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. I believe you're doing it for the honor and glory of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God for this book. Don't neglect it.
Amen.
Don't get so busy working for yourself or even working for each other necessarily that you neglect the Word of God. It's needful.
Right.
Make the right choice. Don't neglect the man of God.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let just the Holy Ghost be the one to say, we need you. We needed that preacher. We needed that. Amen. Faith of God. Fight. Work of God.
Amen.
Let's stand tonight if you would. Thank you for being so attentive. The shepherd, you come. Piano player, song leader.